That's incredible sexual humiliation. It's enough to turn you off of women, and I think it accounts for the little girl.
Hey, the little girl's fine. Jesus, she's what's the little girl?
Oh, sure, I understand. Believe me, 16 years old, no possible threat at all.
She's 17, she's going to be 8. You know, sometimes you have a losing personality, Mary.
We'll be right back. こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5 FM。
We're going places in this episode of the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. The places we musically visited in that last sonic excursion included Brazil with Astrud Gilberto. Yes, nonstop to Brazil, which I found on her Jazz Round Midnight album. And then it was Calcutta with Les Baxter from Ultra Lounge, Volume 3, Space Capades. Followed by Roy Buchanan, taking us to Baltimore. My thanks going out to my friend Tim Coleman for slipping me that song on one of his custom compilation albums. And then it was Coesville with Johnny Zorro. And my thanks going out to Coffee and Smokes Alex, host of the Desperate Hours on Thursday evenings here from 6 to 8 p.m. That was on Frolic Diner Part 2, which Coffee and Smokes Alex turned me on to for a couple of semesters. We were segueing show buddies there, and I learned an awful lot from him. And then a tone poem from David Grisman, The Banks of the Ohio River, which would then bring us to Cleveland and Cleveland Rocks, that version performed by the Presidents of the United States of America. And it was used as the theme song for the Drew Carey Show. It was available from their on their Pure Frosting album. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Brian Eno with a sonically reversed version of Dunwich Beach, Autumn, 1960. Are you looking for some sweet, great taste in snacks that are also healthy for you? Well, I would highly recommend you try eating dried fruits. There's so many different kinds of dried fruits, like dried figs, apples, cherries, dried bananas, dried apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, dried cranberries. Prunes are really just dried plums. Blueberries are also available dried and freeze-dried. Mangoes. And there are, oh, so many other kinds of dried fruits that are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. And a lot of people don't get enough fiber in their diet. I know I do, because I set that out as my goal. Pretty much every day I have a vegetarian, well, lacto-ovo vegetarian lunch, typically a salad, but you can vary it and make it a soup or add TVP, make it a stew. But dried fruits are an excellent way to get dietary fiber. You should read the labels of the dried fruits as you evaluate them and learn which ones have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. I love Trader Joe's, their dried apples, and so many of theirs other. They're just like, you know, you look at the ingredients and it's like dried New Zealand apples, which are back in stock. They're seasonal, and they're on the other side of the bottom of the world there, so it's a flip side. But yes, at Trader Joe's, dried apples are now back in stock, and they're probably my favorite. Every day I kind of munch on them instead of candy. So yeah, read the labels. Some have extra sugar added, and it's generally better not to have that. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit, whether it's dried or fresh, it's going to be better for you than candy or some other kind of processed snack. This has been a public service message from all us fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. So the next set I'm going to play you following last week's Apollo and Dionysus, where we played the whole first vinyl side of Rush's Hemispheres album. We aren't quite going to do that in the next set, but we are going to play their epic 11-minute Xanadu piece, which I'm going to be sending out to WMFO DJ and board member Luke Palette, who also has pre-COVID. We collaborated here, and our DJ mixer and vinyl albums, slow speed in them. Also in the next set, we're going to be going way back to 2004 and excerpt from Chuck Yu's Best of No Censorship Radio with hearing from Mumia Abu-Jamal and the Abu Ghraib Reggae. Also, the Asylum Street Spankers. And we're going to finish off the next set with The Clash. Yeah. What city could they be? Well, they could be talking about a couple of cities, so we'll just have to wait until the end of the set to find out. But here, right now, is Rush. A song that I spent some time back in high school, Saturday morning and afternoon, trying to figure out how to play on my guitar. I got most of it going, and, thank you, Alex Lifeson, for this volume pedal introduction. It's a guitar, but it just kind of like plays with the volume pedal and gets it to sound like a little bit more of a stringed instrument, like a violin or something, or a cello. And let's not forget Neil Peart and all his percussion here. Bells and all your birds. We got everything for you. Here. WMFO. Thank you.
sacred river out, to walk the caves of light, to break my fast on honeydew and drink the milk of paradise. I had heard the whisper tales of immortality, the deepest mystery. From an ancient book I took a clue.
scrubbing Abu Ghraib away. If persistent news tips are correct, the U.S. Army's report on the barbarities at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison will lodge blame for the events there at the rank of colonel and below, and no real bigwigs or command staff officers will be tied to the vile events that took place in the American-controlled Gulag. If so, I'm tempted to say, I told you so. When the Abu Ghraib prison scandal broke, I wrote that the nation must prepare for an efficient, neat, tidy whitewash. The grunts would bear the brunt of any discipline, and the dudes at the top would emerge unscathed. There it is. When it first happened, I thought back to the scandals that rocked SCI Green several years ago, when a score of guards were charged with brutal, racist, and vile behavior against men in the hold. Roughly two dozen guards were fired, but after union appeals, most were quietly reinstated after the media forearm died down. One day, while on the way to the yard, a young red-haired guard said, "It's all about protecting your ass. That's all the white shirts care about. Know what I mean, Jamal?" I actually didn't, and asked, "What you mean, Reds?" "Well, you remember when they fired all of us a couple years ago?" I nodded. He continued, "They left us out to dry, just to hanging. Every damn thing we did in the hole, we did because they told us to. They told us to tune guys up, to give them an attitude adjustment. You know what I mean?" I nodded again. "And then, when the heat came down, wham, they left us hanging. I learned from that, protect your ass. Damn, Red, you was one of them dudes in that stuff?" "Yeah, Jamal, I was out for months, don't you remember?" I actually didn't know then, but his brief conversation came back to me years later, when the events at Abu Ghraib made the news. Nor was I even remotely surprised when a former guard from SCI Green just happened to be at the forefront of the vile and violent assaults at Abu Ghraib. He just took what he learned here over there. It was a whitewash here. Why not one there? The brass, the White House, and the Senate wanted a whitewash. They got it. Why ask why? For the many people overseas, the whitewash of American officials is like the smearing of mud or a brown substance that further discredits the world's bringer of democracy. It fattens the swarm of jihadis everywhere who see that American democracy is a sham. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
Why is it so important that you want to contact the governments of our Earth?
Because of death.
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
Looking salty with a red light howl. Somewhere below the fog. Well, I'm stumbling. Got a bridge to cross. And a big old wooden claw. Big chunk of Afghani black, backtracking college grand. I don't need caffeine at the coffee shop, but I might as well go in. Hot damn, here I am in Amsterdam. Oh, she got me in her clutch.
So doggone mellow. Hot damn, here I am. Dutch.
This evening's theme on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage is places. We've been going all over the world with different songs about places and been hearing audio clips from movies about places like Casablanca and Chinatown. Woody Allen's Manhattan, and the Planet of the Apes. We commenced the last set with an 11-minute epic from Rush and their Farewell to Kings album of 1977, Xanadu. And then a Chuck U contribution, originally from his 2004 No Censorship Radio compilation. That being a show that he was one of the partners in on our sister station, WMBR, Leftmost, on our Boston area radio dial at 88.1. That was Mumia Abu Jamal with the Abu Ghraib Reggae. And then it was the Asylum Street Spankers taking us over to the Netherlands with Amsterdam. And we finished off with the Clash and London's Burning, bringing us now over to the Ryoanji Temple Complex in Kyoto, Japan, or at least Wall Matthews interpretive incarnation of it from their Zen Gardens album. Ryoanji is one of my five favorite places in the world, along with a little spot between the upper and lower Mystic Lakes and along the Mystic River. When I go out on my 5 mile runs, that's the middle of it, and I kind of hang out there and look at the seasons as they pass. There was a turtle that died there last year, and first it was there with the shell and everything, and that opened up, and eventually the shell washed away, but there's still the backbone there, and every time I go through there, I look at those, along with the further along, closer to the highway, the possum that died last winter. Came just a bag of fur and bones, and then it got covered over, but it's part of taking in the nature as I do. Also, I wanted to mention on this this place's theme that I've been really privileged to visit 23 different countries in my life so far. A whole bunch in Europe, but a lot more in Asia. Like, well, Japan several times, but also China, India, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, which Malaysia, boy, that has great food. What a melting pot of Chinese and Malay and Indian cultures Malaysia has. Also Hong Kong and Singapore and Macau and Thailand and South Korea. I've even been inside the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone. You used to be able to visit Panmunjom, the kind of so-called peace village. It's right in the middle of the DMZ. And I actually went in the conference room, which you could do, and step over the border to get into North Korea. But they had soldiers making sure you didn't go out through the doors to the north. Not that I would find any reason to do that. But let me tell you, I think the places that really impacted me and made me think were not the industrialized, the high-tech Japan, but really the poor countries. And it made me think a lot about things like if you go to, I mean, here in our area, it's cold and you could die if you're not in a warm place. But there are plenty of countries. I just pick one, Bali, Indonesia. It's more or less on the equator. And a lot of the people are poor. But, you know, if you have a cinder block house, you don't even need windows. It's pretty comfortable there all year. And, you know, thinking about what do you really need in order to survive? Food, rice, vegetables. There's three growing seasons in Bali, Indonesia. And just, you know, getting beyond the luxuries. What is it like? And you visit places that are really poor, like India, and you see just miles of people in shanty homes made even out of, you know, pieces of corrugated metal and even cardboard. And, well, seeing poverty like that and people living up close has really impacted my life view, and I'm glad I was able to get a lot of that done when I was earlier. So it had an impact, and I did, think it's a very good thing for people to be exposed deeply to cultures other than their own. Well, with all that said, that was some kind of WMFO discussion, I think. Let's get going with our final songs. We're going to hear from Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. And just one song, because really that's all I can take from that genius, that Frank Zappa-produced genius. But from Framland, I think we'll go to Pepperland, and then maybe Atlantis, and we'll see how far we can do before we close up shop here.
My smile is stuck. I cannot go back to your frown land. My spear's made up of the ocean and the sky and the sun and the moon and all I can see. I cannot go back to your land of gloom, where black jagged shadows remind me of the coming of your doom. I want my homeland. Take my hand and come with me. It's not too late for you, if it's not too late for me, to find my homeland. Where man can stand by another man without an ego flying. With no man lying and no one dying by an earthly hand. Let the devil burn and the beggar learn and the little girls that live in those old worlds take my kind hand. My smile is stuck. I cannot go back to your frown land. I cannot go back to your frown land.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, yes. Lieutenant Governor...
A lot of people in public office have smoked marijuana. It's not surprising. More than a third of adult Americans have tried pot. What was surprising and refreshing was our mayor's honest answer when asked if he had ever smoked pot. He said, "You bet I did, and I enjoyed it," and we applaud his honesty. But even though it's normal to smoke pot, in New York City, we arrest more than 50,000 people a year just for smoking pot. A lot of them spend time in jail. We don't arrest responsible drinkers. After September 11th, with decreased police manpower, shouldn't we get our priorities straight? If you think it's wrong to arrest people for doing something normal, log on to norml.org. That's norml.org.
Thank you. girl.
I'm gonna tell you a story.
To the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right! It's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the genre jumpin', always themed mix of music. We're traveling all over the place musically this episode with a theme of places. Last set started off with that genius Captain Beefheart and his magic band and Frownland from his Frank Zappa-produced Trout Mask replica. Then the Beatles with Pepperland from Yellow Submarine, followed by Les Baxter and Atlantis, and then a song about Boston by a band not from Boston. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week from somewhere else other than this playground in Germany, which is serving as my ambiance. Coming up next is not Savoir Faire and songs from the Squid Pod, but instead a special episode of A Thunder Perfect Mood with Marie Moon, who normally broadcasts on Thursday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. And, you know, one of the privileges of being a WMFO DJ is being able to download songs, being able to download shows of other WMFO DJs and listen to them, like, on my MP3 players instead of streaming them. And I really wish we could do that for everybody. Like, all of our audience could do that. But, you know, FCC, the DMCA laws, says we can't do that. But I downloaded several of her episodes, and let me say, she does an outstanding non-commercial freeform programming.
Due to COVID-19,
and you're gonna
WMFO
be hearing
DJs
that
are pre-recording their shows
next
for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.